Hi, this is Nick from Best Threesome Ever. Before our show today, we here at Best Threesome Ever just wanted to give our heartfelt condolences to all those that were affected by the horrible tragedy that was the shooting at Pulse Nightclub in Orlando, Florida. We're not going to get political here on Best Threesome Ever. Just know that no matter who you are and what you believe and what you feel inside of you and who you want to be with, don't let this asshole or acts of terror like this or acts of extreme hatred stop you from being who you want to be. There are people that support you, friends, family, complete strangers. We support people and their decisions, and we need as a human race to support people more and to love more and to hate less. We here at Best Threesome Ever appreciate differences. We appreciate people's decisions to be who they want to be. And know, again, that people support you. And we need to make sure that we hold those we care about closer. Because you never know when life is going to change. It can change in a snap of a finger. Just let those close to you know how much you love them and how much they mean to you. Thank you.
All right, Best Threesome Ever, episode 15.
Episode 15. I'm Nick.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Kevin.
Yay. And here we are with episode 15. All right.
Brought to you by Mind's Eye Comics.
Brought to you by Mind's Eye Comics. Kevin and I were there last Friday.
I heard. How was it?
It was excellent.
Yes.
Yeah, I picked up just a shitload of comics. I picked up all the new Rebirth stuff.
Yeah, you did.
Nice. I've been looking for that
and
stuff.
And I picked up a couple issues of Spider-Gwen.
I was looking for a Harley Quinn. I'm very, very particular about, like, I want a Harley Quinn, like, statue, you know?
Sure.
And I just can't find the right one.
Well, I'm sure you can ask them.
Have you tried Hot Comics?
No.
Have you tried The Source?
No, not yet.
Well, then.
I haven't got there yet.
It doesn't sound like you're trying that hard.
I was looking on the interwebs first,
but
and then I went there.
If you're looking for your weekly comic poll or any sort of comic statues or figurines, please go to Mind's Eye Comics in Burnsville.
Please do go to Mind's Eye Comics in Burnsville. Also, when it's really hot outside,
Egan?
They have it nice and cold.
It's in Egan, but...
Burnsville, Egan, Burnsville.
Rob always says Burnsville.
Yeah, I always say Burnsville. I'm
still,
sorry.
Still Egan.
Still Egan.
It's close.
All right. So here we go. Real quick. I just want to talk about the Tonys real quick.
Yeah.
Obviously, Hamilton was a big winner.
11 Tonys.
11 Tonys.
Did not break the record.
16.
Out of 16, yeah.
Yeah.
Did not break the record.
Nope.
But that was pretty much expected.
Barbara Streisand made an appearance after 46 years from being away from the Tonys.
That doesn't sound like a real number. Is it 46 years?
That's what I read somewhere that they said 46. Maybe it was 26, but I thought
that
I read...
That sounds closer to
26 sounds...
accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But who knows?
But, yeah.
Barbara was there and everybody lost their shit.
Right. I don't understand it, but all right. I don't care for Barbara.
It's Barbara.
Face.
It's Barbara.
I don't care for Barbara.
It's Barbara, though.
I don't either, but...
Anyways. Hamilton won 11 Tonys. But here's the really, like, in my opinion, the interesting thing about the Tonys this year. The four musical acting categories, best actor, best featured actor, best actress, best featured actress in a musical, all four awards went to persons of color, which was wonderful and very, very contrasting to Oscars so white.
Hashtag Tony so diverse.
We're starting a new hashtag here, folks.
I was going to say, I made a joke of hashtags Tony so black, but I was like, no, that seems offensive. I don't mean it to be.
Especially because not all of them won it were black.
No. They were all
mixed race.
Black or mixed race.
Yeah.
Daveed Diggs is who won Best Featured Actor in a Musical for his role of the Marquis de Lafayette / Thomas Jefferson in Hamilton. And the fastest rapper on Broadway.
Yeah. Which, they actually have a record.
Yeah.
He does 22 words in 3.2 seconds in one stanza of a song.
Yep.
That doesn't even sound like a real thing.
It is.
Yeah.
That's
it really
ridiculous.
Is. Yeah. 22 words in 3.2 seconds.
It's he then went on
in the song Gun and Ships.
Guns and Ships, yeah.
Hmm.
He then went on like either Seth Meyers or Jimmy Fallon and showed them that rap is slow.
Yeah.
And I listen to, I love Guns and Ships because it's just so technically beautiful.
It is.
Remember Busta Rhymes, everyone?
Remember Coolio?
What? No, nobody does? Okay.
I remember Busta Rhymes.
Well, because he's a fast rapper.
Cisco? Yeah. Cisco, anyone? Cisco?
He lives in my town.
Yeah, I've heard.
Does he?
Yeah, he lives in Maple Grove.
No shit.
Yeah.
Do you see him?
No.
It would be funny if you did. Like,
I wouldn't be surprised if I ran into him at like Arbor Lakes or something.
He's shopping at Cubs, and you're just like, hey, Cisco. Right. Yeah,
he would shop at Lunds and Byerly's.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. When was the last thing he did?
Actually, yes, you're right. The last thing he did was a while ago, but he still tours, and he still...
Does he really?
Yeah, he still tours still makes money.
From what I understand, he didn't squander it.
I didn't think he did. I figured he did like most people do in the music industry where they have the big songs and whatnot, and then they become kind of producers or songwriters.
I thought you were going to say like most people in the music industry had invested wisely, and I was going to laugh at you.
No. No. MC Hammer clearly did not invest wisely.
Well, that's one egregious case, really. But anyways, so David Diggs, who won Best Featured Actor in a Musical this year, was born from a black mother and I believe a Jewish father, or the other way around. I don't know. Like, I think he has a Hebrew name of Hamid. I don't know. Wait. That is his Hebrew name. I'm sorry. David is his Hebrew name because it's David. Yeah.
Glad we could get there.
I'm sorry. It took me a while.
Came full circle. What I was going to say about that 22 words in 3.2 seconds, it's actually, the lyrics are actually kind of buried behind. I mean, you can hear it, but they're buried. There's a little bit of chorus going on, but it's when he's talking about if you want to get Hamilton back, you need to write that letter now. So if you listen to the soundtrack...
Oh, it's that stanza?
That's that stanza. That's the 22 words. Okay. It's not any of the ones before that. There's 19 words, which people thought was a record, but actually in that he does the 19 words in 3.2 seconds, which is a stanza about...
By the way, the stanza that Nick is talking about is, huh, get your right-hand man back. I mean, you got to put some thought into the letter, but the sooner the better to get your right-hand man back.
Yeah,
I'm a nerd. I'm okay. I'm sorry. But there's that musical.
You're
surprised.
Adorable.
Few stanzas before that.
That was
19.
Significantly slower, too.
Yes.
I figured.
But anyways, yeah, great thing. Just some interesting facts that I read about Hamilton. Obviously, I think we talked about this before, but like tickets right now to get...
astronomical.
Yeah, $1,000, $3,000.
It's cheaper to go to Mars at this point.
Pretty much. It's like $1,000 to $3,000 minimum for a ticket. Lin-Manuel Miranda's last show, July 9th? July 7th? Tickets are $10,000 starting. $10,000.
Oh my God.
It is cheaper to hire your own Broadway experienced cast and do a full recreation than it is to actually get tickets to go see this.
Yeah. That show rakes in $1.5 million a week.
Oh my God!
And it's just going to go up from there because now that they've won Tonys. But I'm curious why Lin-Manuel is leaving. He's only been doing the show for a year and a half. He did In the Heights for 5 years.
He did it for 2 years. Actually.
Did he? I thought he did it for five.
He did it for 2 years, and then Javier Munoz took over for him as Usnavi in the Heights. Interestingly enough, Javier Munoz is also taking over for him as Hamilton in Hamilton.
Oh, interesting.
And actually, this got me thinking. Lin-Manuel Miranda is leaving on July 9th, and several of the other cast members have lined up gigs in the future, in like September or so.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out their contracts all expire right around the same time as Lin-Manuel's.
Hmm.
So, it sounds like there's going to be a bit of a mass exodus from the show for a lot of the original players.
I wonder why.
Well,
I mean, other than their contracts.
It's their contracts are coming up, and I don't blame them.
Mm.
But it brought up an interesting thought in my head last night as I was falling asleep, which was...
Boobs.
Besides boobs. That's always there. Also always, well, not quite as prominently as boobs, but there. Mm-hmm. But it gave me the thought of pick a rapper or an R&B singer and stunt cast them. Because
Eminem.
There's going to be stunt casting in Hamilton coming up soon. I'm not going to say in this first go round cast change, but maybe the second one when maybe the tickets start to flag a little bit.
I doubt they will. I don't think they will. I mean, they might because people want to see it with the original cast, yeah. But I doubt.
And David Diggs, like, I feel like David Diggs, Leslie Odom Jr., and Renee Elise Goldsberry are, when they leave, it'll be, by the way, they're the three that won the Tonys mm-hmm. for acting. Yes, yeah. Anyways, when they leave, I think we're going to see a bit of a flag in ticket sales.
Maybe, but I mean, they're still sold out till January.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the thing. They're still sold out till January. They're still going to keep going.
Yeah,
This show's going to play for years. I don't know. I don't want to assume that it's going to play as long as Wicked or Rent or Cats.
God forbid Cats.
Although if it plays as long as Cats, I'm okay with that one.
Because it's a much better musical and not a steaming pile of shit of furries.
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool.
But so my thought was, what do you guys think of, like, who would you stunt cast in Hamilton? Or who would you stunt cast in a musical?
I mean, I'm trying to think
Eminem.
Of rappers who can...
I had that thought a few months ago, actually.
Who are both talented artists and good actors. Most Def.
Most Def, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But he's a slow rapper.
I think
part of me wishes Twista could act.
Oh,
yeah. That guy can spit words.
I'm not
going
to lie. It would be fun to see Snoop Dogg as Hamilton.
I would
or even
kill
as
myself. I would throw myself off of a building and die.
So
because it's good or because it's horrible?
No, my girlfriend and I were talking about this, and she suggested Snoop Dogg as General Washington.
That'd be
amazing, though.
I think it would be
that.
It would be.
Just hearing Snoop Dogg, like, Jazzy flow rap his way through Right Hand Man.
I think DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Right.
He actually never rapped, though. Well, he did some rap, but he was usually the DJ part. But I think Eminem could do it because he does fast
Eminem,
rap.
Here's the thing. I thought Eminem might be able to do it. Where do you cast him?
Aaron Burr.
And that was my thought, too.
No.
Cast him as Aaron Burr. No, I think he would
French
be a perfect. No.
Lafayette. I don't know. Only because he can do only because he can do the rap.
Is Snow doing anything anymore?
Snow doing anything.
And they came boom down.
Well, okay, the thing is, it is a purposefully chosen cast of non-white actors as the main cast.
Right.
That said, if you're going to do it that way. Yeah, except for King George, who is always white. That said, I think you could definitely cast a white actor in any of the main principal roles.
And we know Eminem doesn't suck as an actor.
No, he doesn't.
8 Mile was surprisingly good.
I think he would be great as Aaron Burr. I agree with you. I had that thought months ago.
But that's more singing than rapping. Aaron Burr's character is more singing than rapping.
Yeah, that's true. And I think that's the only problem with that.
Donald Glover.
Oh, yeah.
Donald Glover.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rush it.
Donald Glover is Aaron Burr.
Because he can sing too.
I know. I would.
You're welcome. Welcome.
Ah, my pants.
What about the
wet
guy that played? He played
Troy from Community.
Nope. Nope. Played Dr. Dre in Straight Outta Compton.
Oh, yeah. No, I know who you're talking about.
Because they all actually rapped in that in the movie, and actually redid the Straight Outta Compton, the entire album, that casted the entire album of Straight Outta Compton, redid it
because they needed to put the music in somewhere in the movie. Yeah,
correct.
Kanye as all parts.
if it was Kanye, he would be like, I can play all parts because I'm Kanye West.
No, although Alicia Keys.
Yes.
Yeah.
She could play Eliza.
She would be excellent as Eliza.
She would be awesome as Eliza.
Or maybe Eliza, although I think given her voice, you give her Angelica, and she'll just go to fucking town.
Oh, yeah.
Eve would not be bad.
Eve would not be terrible. That's forever ago, and I don't know what she sounds
like
anymore.
She's making kind of a comeback.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Nice.
Cool.
Why can't you think of the person's name? The female.
That one girl.
Oh, female. Okay, that narrows it down.
Yeah, narrows it down. At least we got one sex.
So 50% of the population is out. Got it.
She's a rap artist. I'll figure it out. I'll
come Queen Latifah.
Nicki Minaj. No.
Oh, I was just about to say that one next.
Little Kim.
Oh, Nicki Minaj. Kevin's going to be in Kevin Land now.
Hot damn. Although Queen Latifah could probably do it. I just don't know which role.
Who would you guys stunt cast as King George?
Oh, God, anybody.
Yeah, but pick one. Like, pick any. I have an idea that I really, really like. John Lithgow. Just, no. I mean, think about it, though. The dude sings already anyways. If you
we
ever
know
heard
he can
his,
sing. We yeah, know he can sing. Yeah.
If you ever heard his children's albums, they're adorable.
I don't know. King George. That's a hard one. Or it's not a hard one. I just can't.
But
he
already has that tone in his voice that is a little condescending.
Yeah.
It's true.
He would be perfect.
Or who's the guy that played Kelsey Grammer's brother on both Cheers and Frasier?
Oh.
David Hyde.
David Hyde Pierce?
Yes. Yeah.
By the way, Kelsey Grammer was in Finding Neverland when it opened on Broadway.
Was.
And he played Captain Hook. I listened to the soundtrack a couple weeks back. He's a phenomenal singer.
He can really sing.
He has a distinctive voice that sort of has this sort of gravel in the back of it, but it didn't bother me. I expected it to bother me.
I know you guys are going to give me shit for this one. John Lovitz as King George.
Okay, no, actually, I would watch that.
Only because one, he got a degree in opera, so you know he can sing.
Yeah, he can sing.
And I did not know that about him.
He does. Yep. That's what he went to school for. He went to college for...
I will be YouTubing him singing later.
Yes.
That's going to happen. Kind of
like Christopher Walken has a degree in dance. He went to college.
Well, duh.
Yeah.
I just want to see Christopher Walken in it so he can dance.
No, because
they did win Best Choreography.
It did. It did win Best Choreography this year.
Yeah, I would think John Lovitz or
practically
everything, David Hyde Pierce would probably be my two off the top of my
head.
David
Hyde Pierce would be excellent.
It'd be fun.
No. There weren't many other big standout things about musicals or anything at the Tonys this year.
No.
Although, I will give a shout out once again to School of Rock, because the guy playing Dewey, Alex Brightman, was outstanding.
I thought he was too. I felt, and this is the first I've actually seen him do it.
Okay.
I felt he was still a little too Jack Black-y. Like,
really?
In some of his vocal inflections. I felt he was not like the Jack Black, like shaky, you know, like overly animated one, but just in some of his, and maybe it's just the way he sings, and it's very similar to Jack Black.
And my thought on that, I know which parts you're talking about. There, like, there's a couple moments where there's vocal inflections that are very. There's a moment in the video, in the performance video, where he pretty much goes skadoosh.
love it,
and so it's one of those things where it's like, okay. But I think it's written into the show.
I still want to sue DreamWorks for copyright infringement on Kung Fu Panda. Chubby Cook who wants to be a Kung Fu master? Hello. Remind you of anyone?
But you're not a panda.
Aren't I? I'm kind of a human panda.
You're kind of a human panda, yeah.
So you should call yourself a bear?
I mean...
A little bit.
Not, no.
Maybe?
Gentlemen, we have a bear.
All right.
We'll
go down to the eagle later. It's fine.
All right. Oh, yeah. And Carrie Russell. Holy shit.
Carrie Russell. Okay.
Her dress. When she walked in.
So Carrie Russell introduced the musical Waitress, which, by the way, lyrics. Yeah, she starred in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And in the musical version, music and lyrics by Sarah Bareilles.
Yes.
Sarah Bareilles? Do you not know that name?
Piano player.
Blink, blink. Blink, 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 blink.
If you want to give me an example.
Oh, okay. Love song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. Jesus.
I'm sorry. I didn't
pulling fucking teeth over here. God.
Sorry. Yeah. I'm not going to write you a love song.
Yeah.
Sarah Bareilles. Yeah, so she wrote the musical lyrics to Waitress. And it starred the girl who was in the Carole King musical.
Yes. Very good.
Jessie something something.
Right.
I don't remember her name. And she's impressive in practically everything she's done.
And I was going to say, too, the song about Gloria Estefan and her husband in the musical.
On Your Feet.
The chick that they got to play young, Gloria Estefan.
Looks
exactly
like her.
Yes.
Like exactly
yes.
Like her.
I'm like, that must be Gloria Estefan. God, she looks good for old. I'm just thinking, you know, the whole... Like the what's her nuts from Spider-Man? Why can't I think of her name? The new
Kirsten Dunst.
The new
Marissa Tomei.
Thank you, Marissa Tomei. I thought it was like a Marissa Tomei thing. I'm like, damn, you look good for fucking being 50, right? 60 years old. And then she came out. And I'm like, oh
yeah,
wow.
And you stand them next to each other, and you're just like, oh my god.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my god. Also important to note about On Your Feet. Anyone who wasn't cast in Hamilton was pretty much cast in On Your Feet.
I was not cast in Hamilton.
No.
Nor was I cast in On Your Feet. Nor was I cast in goddamn School of Rock. Sons of bitches.
You should send him a video.
I agree.
I should send them a video.
You should sing You're in the Band.
We'll get you a pair of shorts, really a white shirt,
or
and a vest.
Or I'll just have somebody record one of the many, many times I do a tribute and bring down the fucking house at any karaoke joint.
Right.
Right. Nice. In demand right now. Somebody's trying to get a hold of you.
I know. It's my father. It's weird.
Oh, or near Father's Day. What a weird thing.
Yeah, I know. That's strange.
But
all right.
Yeah, Tonys were impressive.
And the Tonys, James Corden, the host.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
I think best host of any, next to Patrick.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Of any Patrick Gotham Harris. Commissioner I've ever seen. Right. Definitely the best.
Corden.
C-O-R-D-E-N. You said the C super soft. It sounded like a
Gordon.
James Corden.
Yes, he's delightful.
You said it yourself.
But next to Neil,
we can go over the audio later. You totally said Gordon.
You did. Fair enough. You did. I was just going to let it slide.
I couldn't, because that's not something I can do.
But it's funny. He did an awesome job. I thought I would like to see him host a lot more things. And like the fact that he was, I think, genuinely excited about hosting.
Yeah. Well, this is what the Tonys should be doing more often, is that they should be
getting theater people.
Yeah.
What?
Right? No, no offense to Hugh Jackman, he's not a theater guy anymore. I love the guy. He did, if you've ever heard the soundtrack Boy from Oz, it's amazing. But he's a movie
Tony
star.
For it.
He did. He's a movie star. He's not a theater guy anymore. Like maybe if he goes back later on and comes back and sure. But
I did not like him as Jean Valjean in the movie Les Mis. Sorry. Continue.
Actually, that was the one part of that movie that I did enjoy.
I didn't hate it. I just didn't like him as Jean Valjean. I've seen people sing it way better than he did. I didn't like his interpretation of the singing.
But they needed they needed a big name.
Oh, I'm well
could,
aware.
Who could do it. And he's a
Although,
big name.
Yeah. I did think Anne Hathaway, I liked her as Fontaine. I thought she did an absolute phenomenal job.
Apparently Rob did not.
Well, it's all right.
Stunt casting.
Jeez. You're stunt casting.
Anyways. But no, Neil Patrick Harris does it well every year, and but it's because he keeps going back to Broadway. He got a Tony for Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
He did indeed.
Yeah.
No, excuse me.
Your excuse, but just
and he continues
once.
To and he continues to he lives in New York, I think, and works there and does Broadway
as often as he possibly can. LA, doesn't
he? Oh, I'm sorry, he does live in LA.
With his husband and their adorable
children.
Yes. And they're
an annoyingly perfect family.
They're an annoyingly nerdy perfectly family, because you ever seen like his Halloween pictures and like so hilarious.
They're the only ones who can give Heidi Klum a run for her money, because that girl brings it to the yard every year.
Does she?
Yeah, she won as the entire muscular system, or a Hindu goddess, or...
Why have I not seen this?
Oh, you have to look up her Halloween costume. She doesn't do, like the usual Hollywood slutty thing. She just does super good costumes.
Yeah. Like, she hires a massive makeup artist and just goes, okay,
she'll do the multiple arms that move and stuff, and yeah, yeah. She's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, I did see a really cool steampunk wing thing on Facebook the other day.
It was a super cool story. I felt like I was there. Do you have time to tell it again? Or?
I do. I saw this really cool steampunk wing thing. It was a costume piece where it was like folded up in a backpack and these like devil wings came out. It was made of wood. It was phenomenal.
Wood?
Yes, wood. Thanks, Dave Coulier. Why don't you cut it out?
You are welcome.
Yes, I did the hand. I did the hand signal.
I think
people
probably just assume that you did.
We have to. It's kind of like when you do air quotes.
How rude. Moving on.
Jesus. We've hit the trifecta, folks. We've hit the trifecta.
I'm very sorry.
No, you're not.
Don't be sorry.
No, I kind of am.
Moving on. Are we good with the Tonys? But anyway,
I think we're good at Tonys, yeah. No, James Corden was great.
And if you haven't seen his car karaoke, watch it.
Yeah.
They are hilarious, no matter who he has in the car. Even the one with Red Hot Chili Peppers recently was pretty funny.
I heard
the
that was
the one. The one where they saved the kid's life, apparently.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Apparently Anthony Kiedis saved a baby. One more thing on the Tonys. Lin-Manuel Miranda, who is known for when he gets up and does an acceptance speech, freestyles. This year did not freestyle. No. Instead, did a sonnet.
Yeah. Very nice.
It was very cute and beautiful, and really, because it was the same day as the Orlando shootings.
Yeah. Day after, ended, yeah. Well, yeah, I suppose same day.
Yeah, same day, but he got up and did this beautiful, beautiful speech at the end of his acceptance speech. And there's this, like, there are GIFs all around the internet at this point of just Lin-Manuel Miranda holding his Tony and emphasizing with it, going, love is love is love is love is love is love is love. And I'm sorry, I'm in love with that man. I would, if he walked into the room and went, pants gone. Yes, sir. I'm in love with his talent.
You're adorable.
I'm in love with his talent.
You're adorbs.
Also,
he's got a huge talent.
He does. but he's the next thing for him after Hamilton here, when he ends on July 9th, he'll be going on to start production on the new Mary Poppins sequel.
And he's doing them for Broadway or for a movie?
No, a movie.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm excited about this.
Yeah, he's in the Dick Van Dyke role.
Awesome. Yeah.
Not the same character, but the same.
Is he rewriting it or is he just starring in it?
He's just starring in it.
Oh, I want him to rewrite it.
Right?
Maybe they'll ask him to rewrite it.
Right? Yeah. He is doing the music for Disney's next animated film called Moana.
Hmm.
And the trailer dropped, or the teaser trailer dropped earlier this week. And it's The Rock is playing this character called Maui, which is a demigod.
Yep.
Demigod.
Oh yeah, I saw a little bit of this.
And it's just goofy, campy fun of him goofing off in the scene that they show. And then you hear the soundtrack come on, and if you listen closely, you can very clearly hear Lin-Manuel Miranda's not quite perfect voice.
I love it.
You know, and for people that didn't know this, but Lin-Manuel for a while, and I think we might have mentioned this before, those songs at like the end of the Oscars and stuff like that.
Yeah, he wrote those.
He wrote those. He would sit there during the show backstage and just he would be writing lyrics.
Patrick Harris's quote unquote freestyle raps at the end of the Tonys, that was him.
Yeah.
At the end of the Oscars, that was him.
Yep.
Like, people were hiring Neil Patrick Harris to do award shows because they're like, and that freestyle thing you do at the end, that's awesome. And he's like, well, I have to bring my writing team with me. That would be Lin-Manuel Miranda and Alex Lacamoire.
Yeah.
They
literally sit backstage and make jokes, and like, you can find it on YouTube, but it's them just sitting there in front of the screen with like headphones on, and like Lin-Manuel is like pacing back and forth, and a couple of them are like writing lyrics, and
yeah, it's very cool.
He is
so enormously talented, and it hurts my soul.
And I think what I like hearing about Hamilton is that it's apparently bringing a younger generation to the theater. Because of the music and the way that it is being presented and the way that the show is, and that it actually is historical, and it is you're actually learning something about history, and
even better, it's pulling in more diverse crowds to the theater.
Yeah.
Trying out, and that's so important because doing community theater for a long time, every show I've done is just so very white.
Yes.
It's like, I need something, guys. Come on. And
98% white, 75% female.
Which is why I can't... which makes it really easy for me to get parts, because I'm not hugely talented, but I'm talented enough where, since I know not a lot of guys are going to try it, I'm like, oh, I can get something. This will be
right. Yeah.
But no, and it's like, I would really love to do Hairspray. I would love to do Hairspray. It's just not enough.
Yeah.
No.
Enough black people try out in this stupid white bread town.
Right.
Right. And I remember when I was a tech director at a high school, we did a show called The Color Museum, which is kind of a satirical look at the stereotype that is African-American people, and it's done with an all-African-American cast. It's hilarious. It's not a bad show. It's not a racist show at all. It's absolutely funny. But doing these shows at Apple Valley...
Oh, no.
It was hard to cast five African-American students. We had a couple that were good, but then to find... three or four more was just it was difficult,
right?
And I feel nowadays it would probably be a little easier, hopefully.
Well, yeah, hopefully, just because of, I don't mean to throw more weight and responsibility behind Hamilton, but if this show brings more diverse audiences and more diverse actors to the theater, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
It has performed an even bigger... It has achieved an even bigger mark than Best Musical Tony.
Achieving.
Achieved. Achieved.
Achieved. Thank you.
Achieved. Did I say achieving?
I do want to say, speaking of diverse things, I think I really am going to... I've had this dream for a while. Well, not a dream. It was kind of a project. But I really want to produce Rent as a community theater show at Apple Valley, because I think that stage is perfect for it. Don't give me that look, Kevin. I just want to do it. Sorry. I hate it. I don't care.
Not as much as Cats, but
a lot. I'm with you, Nick. I would see that.
Thanks. It's just a project I want to do. The theater space, Rent. I think, is good because
I was so bored.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? First time I saw it, I thought it was really
good. And I saw it with Rappin' Pascal in it, and I just could not bring myself to... I was like,
oh, yeah, you mentioned that before. Happening.
Wow.
All right.
Sorry.
It's all right. We still the
girl who played What's Her Face was super freaking fine, though.
Maureen. All right. Moving on, I think. I think we're done with musicals and the Tonys and theater.
All right.
So, what do we want to talk about?
You have
Well, this is mainly all Hamilton notes. Yeah. That's all Hamilton. Tony notes, actually. Anyways, we mentioned this in episode 13, and it was brought about by the Assassin's Creed preview. We talked about... And we've touched on this before about video games that have gone to movies or movies that have been made into video games. And I think I would like to revisit the Assassin's Creed because that people didn't hear us talk about it.
Because it went awry. May or may not have been my fault.
Probably.
So the Assassin's Creed preview came out a few weeks ago. And
with the exception of that really shitty song, it was a solid trailer.
Yeah, I liked it.
I actually like the song.
The Kanye song?
Oh,
I am God.
No, I'm sorry. You're right. I must be thinking something else then.
The song was stupid.
But I did feel like parts of that preview were like, I already saw it in the video game, and I know you're putting it in this movie. I know it's not a live action stunt. I know you're doing it in CG, specifically that scene where he does the leap of faith. Yeah, he swan dives off the building.
Completely stupid. Like, in the video game, we can accept it because it's a video game.
Right, yeah. Yes.
And it's there so we don't have to climb back down the fucking towers that we climb up. That's why it's there.
Yeah.
And it's stylistic and it looks cool, but seeing it in a live action form, it really brings to light the fact that this is scientifically not a thing that could happen unless those hay stacks were freaking 20 feet high.
Right.
Yeah. No. Well, I agree. To me, it's like, why did you put that into a movie other than to bring the continuity of the game into the movie, which probably people want to see. But at the same time, I'm kind of like, it's going to be CG, so I don't want to see it. If you're going to do something cool, do all this cool stuff with the parkour people.
Parkour.
Because I don't... Shut up.
Peter Parker's alien brother, Parkour. Oh, I'm sorry. That's his character from...
I thought that was his French cousin.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. French cousin.
Parkour.
Parkour. Anyways.
Le Spider-Man. Sorry. Go ahead.
Fuck. But too just far? Saying...
Too much?
Always.
But just saying that, like, if you ever seen the... Parkour. Have you ever seen their videos? It's pretty phenomenal what
a lot of them can do.
Yes.
And there was one
I've heard of the internet, so I've seen, and I've seen every James Bond film since Daniel Craig took the role, so I'm familiar with parkour.
There was one video where a guy actually dressed up in an Assassin's Creed thing, and they were filming it, I think in like San Francisco or something. Maybe it was Vegas, I don't remember, but it was pretty cool. They're just like,
I've seen it. It is pretty cool.
Yeah, people, and then they, I know they probably had a permit to do it, but they were filming it in just like live, like people just running through crowds and stuff like that.
Right.
The behind the scenes stuff's kind of funny to watch. So anyway, so yeah, Assassin's Creed, and then kind of what do we feel? What movies made it as video games or vice versa?
This is a very simple answer. None of them.
None of them. Especially, and we were talking about this the other day, the world's worst movie to video game, Street Fighter, the movie, the video game.
It was a real thing, people.
It was the devil.
That, real that
just,
thing.
Oh, God, that just sounds like hearing the name will give you cancer.
It was the worst. You know, there was actually, there is one movie to video game that was fun.
Okay.
Jurassic Park on the Sega motherfucking Genesis.
Oh, I never played that.
Boom.
Never had a Sega Genesis.
Especially when you got to play as the Raptor. It was cool.
Oh, nice.
You play super as a
fun.
Raptor?
Super fun.
Huh.
Yeah.
Explain more. You got to play as a Raptor?
Yeah. It was a side-scroller. You either got to play as Sam Neill. Was that his name?
Yeah. Sam Neill's the actor.
Yeah.
Alan Grant.
You either got to play as his character, and you had a like a electro-shooting stun taser, okay. Poison darts and shit. Or you had to play as the Raptor, just rip shit up. And
nice.
The way more fun thing to do is to play as the Raptor.
And rip shit up.
And either way, you had to fight the Tyrannosaurus and the other person at the end.
Oh.
So if you're the Raptor, you had to fight Alan Grant and the Tyrannosaurus if you're the Raptor.
Right.
If you're Alan Grant, vice versa.
Yeah.
But yeah, super fun video game based on movie.
Nice. I was going to say, there is one more, and again, Sega. Toy Story.
I thought you were going to say Lion King.
No. It was all right. Of course you did. That one was okay. I was going to Story.
I almost want to say all the Disney's don't count, because those are usually at least par. Because when you base it on a cartoon, you can just do more with it. So, like, I mean, take Kingdom Hearts for crying out loud.
Oh, God. But people love Kingdom Hearts.
That's what I mean. They're amazing.
And for good goddamn motherfucking reason.
I'm just saying.
That's why you put the Disney ones in a completely separate. So the only other one you can think of, and
Power Rangers
half,
the movie.
And only half counts are the Lego games.
Oh,
your Lego.
Sure. I think those
your
are.
Lego Harry Potters, your Lego Batmans, et cetera, et cetera.
Although the Spider-Man game for N64 was pretty good.
Yes, specifically Spider-Man 2, the video game based off of Spider-Man 2, not Amazing Spider-Man 2, but Spider-Man 2 is one of the best movie to video games, as well as those Lord of the Ring games were good. Super Star Wars for the Super Nintendo. Actually, there's a lot of good video games for movies. now that I keep thinking of more examples, there's actually quite a few.
Yeah, but video again, games to movies?
And then again, you have to put Star Wars in a completely different bracket. You almost have to put it in the Disney bracket, because that's so easy to make video games.
Yeah, Battlefront.
You have a laser sword, just go to town.
But none other than the Lego movies.
Force Unleashed, all those, yeah.
But other than like the Lego video games of those versions of those movies, there wasn't like a New Hope video game or an Empire Strikes Back. Well, I mean, there was an Empire Strikes Back a long time ago, 8-bit.
Yeah, no, Super Star Wars, Super Empire Strikes Back, and Super Return of the Jedi. They're all side-scrollers for the Super Nintendo that were fucking amazing and super hard and brilliant and very satisfying to beat.
Why didn't I hear about these
things? Oh, I'm sorry. Obviously, we're forgetting something huge here. Greatest movie to video game of all time,
Mario Brothers?
GoldenEye.
Oh yeah. Okay, yeah.
I was really hoping you were going to say something else.
I tried to interject Mario Brothers before he got in there because that was a horseshit.
No.
Was there a Mario Brothers game based on the movie?
Oh God, I hope not.
No, but the movie.
We're not on movies from video games yet.
Oh my goodness gracious!
We're still on video games from movies.
Listen, yeah. I'm sitting over here doing my own thing. I just want to interject whenever I want to interject.
Fuck. Well, we let Rob talk for 20 minutes about fucking Hamilton and how he would suck fucking Manuel's dick, but, you know.
Yeah, I would. All day long.
So.
Don't care.
On the other side, right. Movies from video games. Have not been great.
Movies no. based on video games?
Especially when Uwe Boll gets his hands on a property and just has diarrhea all over it.
Yeah.
So, yes, Assassin's Creed does look good. Warcraft, I am going to see this week.
Try to see this week as well.
I don't have the highest of hopes.
Neither do I.
And like I said,
I really want to.
I have no expectations. I don't know what to expect. I don't know what to. I mean, I've seen the parodies on TV shows and.
Ooh, hold on, one more. On the 360 and PS3, there was a Ghostbusters game that was phenomenal.
Oh, I heard about
Super
that.
Super good. Anyway, all right, back.
So when I see it, I know nothing about World of Warcraft. I never played it. Never, you know, don't know much about the world other than what I've, like I said, I've seen in parodies. So I might giggle a little bit because I'm like, oh, that's what, now I get it. Now I get that parody a lot more.
I've spent a rather sizable portion of my life devoted to World of Warcraft and raiding and not having friends and meeting new friends on it. Just in general chat, this girl and I were making fun of somebody for bad grammar, and we ended up becoming friends. And
nice.
She lived in Chicago. I drove down to meet her. We hung out, and we've been kind of besties ever since. But
nice.
You guys are my best friend.
It doesn't hurt that she's attractive.
Of course not.
If you're listening, which I doubt you are, hi, Jamie.
Maybe she is. You never know.
Maybe. Yeah. It's possible.
Maybe I'll just tell her to. I'll be like, I mentioned you.
Well, I'm really
listen,
hoping...
Trick. So bad movies based on video
bad
games.
Bad movies based on
AKA
video games.
Most of them.
Doom.
I hate that movie, but I love it.
No, that movie is
so fun to watch, but I recognize that it sucks.
God,
everything
it sucks
that could possibly
balls.
Suck, but it's fun to watch.
The only ones that might not include themselves in the category of, you know, bad movies based on video games... The
Tomb Raiders?
Tomb Raiders are decent.
No, I was going to say the Resident Evil.
Yes.
Well, the first one, and maybe kind of part of the second.
Yeah.
Well, the second one was actually kind of horseshit, but I thought a couple of the later ones actually kind of brought it back.
I haven't seen
the most recent one.
Don't.
Which still came out a few years ago, but
don't.
I think it was Afterlife.
Don't.
Where everything was kind of a desert. I actually really enjoyed that one.
Huh. No.
It was surprisingly one of the most immersive 3D movie-going experiences I've ever been to.
Ew.
I know.
I don't like 3D.
I don't either, but it was... You really felt 3D in that movie. I don't know what it was.
Can I just... Okay. Dear movie theaters, please stop foisting your $5 hike on a shitty fucking 3D film. It doesn't work. They look bad. At best, you get, you know, a slightly better movie experience. At worst, you have people throwing up in your fucking theater. Please, for the love of God, stop with the 3D craze. It doesn't work. It didn't work in the
50s. They're trying to
it doesn't
push
work
it.
Now.
They're trying to push
stop
it.
Stop it.
Can we get Blair Witch Project in 3D?
Except for that, of course.
No, because then you're really going to
we'll
get
call it, and we'll call it just the vomit parade.
That'd be like putting, what was that?
Hardcore Henry.
Hardcore Henry.
Oh, I really want to see that.
I do, too.
I do not.
No, I want to see it in 3D.
Hardcore parkour.
Right.
I don't, because I just feel, even in 2D, I feel like I'm getting sick.
So some of the worst, like the obviously,
Hitman.
Again, Uwe Boll is in his own category. But some of the worst, you know, I would still put Hitman at par. It was
really?
Okay.
The movie sucked.
It was
especially
okay.
when they tried to do like the view of the camera, like the video game, and you see him like running down the hall. I'm like, what?
I don't remember that ever in the movie.
Yeah.
Are you thinking of the newer one, Agent 47?
Nope.
Which I have not seen because it looks terrible. The first one with Timmy Olyphant, I didn't mind. I thought it was pretty good.
No, I'm
done. It had Olga Kurylenko's tits every 9 seconds, and that was pretty great.
No, I'm talking. I'm,
yeah, you're talking about the one with Timothy.
Yeah, Alibi. The one he's bald. He's got the tattoo on his neck, and
that's Hitman.
That is Hitman, but there have been two movies.
Yeah,
right.
My point.
And the first
they
one,
they both have a bald guy with a tattoo on his neck because that's Agent 47, moo cow.
Yeah,
I know that, but in the first one, there's a scene where he's running down the hallway like in the video game, like from a video game perspective.
Wait,
the Hitman,
moo cow?
But the Hitman games have never been a first person game.
But I remember that.
So I really don't think that scene existed, and I think you're making shit up.
I'm gonna
that existed
wrong.
In Doom. Doom had that bullshit.
I remember Doom did, yes.
But no, it was okay. It kind of just reminded me of the transporter, but
Right.
I'm still not going to put it at the worst. The worst is...
What is your worst?
I could... Obviously, again, Uwe Boll in a separate category. But Super Mario Brothers and Street Fighter have got to kind of take the tie.
Ooh.
They were terrible. Just terrible.
I've got you beat.
How could you?
Double Dragon.
That one, I don't... While it was bad, I don't think it was trying to take itself seriously like Super Mario Brothers
or Street Fighter.
And Street Fighter were.
Mortal Kombat.
Poor Rose.
Mortal Kombat was fucking awesome. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat ruled. Great. That one's one of the best.
Yes. Don't jump on his bandwagon.
Mortal Kombat 2 was awful, yeah, but again, that
say,
one,
Mortal
I don't
Kombat
feel like... I don't feel like Annihilation was trying to take itself as seriously as the first one was, and that I could at least find some enjoyment out of.
It had the... It replaced the Highlander with Nutsy from the Warriors.
You mean Nutsy? And who has been in everything, by the way?
I know.
He's in almost every movie.
I know. I
fully expect to go on his IMDb page and find 1,050 credits.
Right? And he still works. And I love his stuff.
Constantly.
But you know.
But no, Christopher Lambert was perfect.
Yeah, they replaced Highlander with Nutsy. I mean, I don't know. I don't remember what his actual fucking name was, but he was in the movie for like...
Futzbumwaller.
Yeah, Futzbumwaller.
He was useless in it.
He was useless in the movie.
He cut his hair.
Oh, right? Yeah. They fucking cut Raiden's hair.
But the guy who played Jax was fucking kick-ass. He's
yeah.
He is the reason to watch that movie. That and the Sonya Blade Molina fight.
Right. That's when I reached puberty. Moving on.
Jesus. Although I do have to say...
You're crying out loud.
I do have to say that in a lot of action movies now, I feel that they are taking like the modern warfare thing, you know, getting from that first-person shooter. Like if you watch Act of Valor or if you watch...
Need for Speed sucked. Anyway, continue.
It did.
I didn't see it. I didn't know there was a Need for Speed movie.
Like if you watch Act for...
Had the guy from Breaking Bad in it. Not Bryan Cranston. But
Aaron Paul?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
There was a Need for Speed movie.
Oh.
Yeah, that exists.
Oh. It does exist.
Pretty recently, too.
Mm-hmm.
Call of Duty. Modern Warfare.
But you take those first-person shooters, and I feel that there are scenes in like Act of Valor, 13 Hours, and other military-type movies where they try to get that perspective from like you're playing the game from the gun, from the rifle type. And
right.
It kind of bugs me. Like, that they try to do that. I mean, I get why they're doing it, but I don't know. It's like I feel, especially when I saw an Act of Valor, and I'm like, I don't care I just want to see them do their thing.
I can deal with that kind of shot as long as it isn't stylized. Like, it's not made to look like a cool, like, action-y scene. Like, if it looks like it's supposed to be, like, a mounted camera, like a...
Right.
Then, almost like where it would be like security footage style, then I'm okay with it, but...
It's not, it's like...
Oh, I know.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, that is how I would be okay with it.
I see, okay. I see what you're saying. Yeah, no, and it, yeah, so I feel it was like unnecessary. It's like, no, I want to, especially like Act of Valor, that actually has real Navy SEALs in it. So I want to see what the real Navy SEALs are doing. I don't care what they're looking at. I want to see what they're doing, because fucking watching real Navy SEALs in action is badass.
Yeah.
I find it badass.
I'm still stuck back where Need for Speed is a movie, and it started the meth head from Breaking Bad.
So, in a perfect world where it could actually be done well, what video games would you like to see on the
I'd like screen? To see a remake of Prince of Persia, please.
Yeah, that one wasn't great. It was fun to watch, but
wasn't that Jake Gyllenhaal?
Well done.
Yes, yeah. Keep Ben Kingsley, lose everyone else.
I was okay.
Oh no, that's not true. Also, keep Alfred Molina.
Which one was? Oh yes. I didn't hate his older brother, the guy who played Dr. Doom in Fantastic Four. I did hate him.
Ben Kingsley and Alfred Molina.
I did hate him as Dr. Doom in Fantastic Four. I did not hate him as, you know, the brother. And he's actually a decent actor when he's not in a shitty movie.
Keep Gandhi and Doc Ock. Get rid of everyone else. But
you have to hit the record button.
I know.
Yes, I would like a Prince of Persia remake, and I would like a good version of. I don't think it could ever be done, but I'd love to see if they can do it right, a BioShock film.
I would love that also. The underwater BioShock or the Rapture BioShock?
Underwater BioShock.
Okay.
I'm a fan of the original. I like BioShock Infinite.
I like the originals, but Infinite, they hooked me with Infinite.
It was very good.
I loved it.
It was very good, but
I would love to cosplay as the minigun wielding Ben Franklin. Like, that is like a dream cosplay of mine.
Right.
Yeah. Oh god, it would be the best.
It's a little strange, but okay.
I would love to see a Metroid movie. Please, right? God, give me Samus Aran on the silver screen. Please. Played by Alessandro Daddario.
No.
Yes.
No?
No.
Yes. Why not?
Because we need a Samus Aran movie where we need a Judge Dredd movie. No helmet. No removing the helmet. Not until the end. Just like in the original goddamn fucking video game.
Except there was an entire level where she was just in her Zero suit.
In the original game?
In the original game. Where you just played as her and a gun. Dude, I've beaten it 60,000 times.
I thought that was the big thing in the original.
Yeah, and
Metroid.
You didn't find out until it was like the one of the last levels, but yeah.
Oh.
Might have been number two, but...
Yeah.
I think that was number two, because in the first one, nobody knew she was a female.
No one knew she was female. Then you finish the game, and you go, oh, shit! Like, that was the big reveal of that game.
There was one of the early, like, where it was still really shitty looking, where you played an entire, like, level of her outside of the suit with a gun.
Yeah, but it wasn't the first one.
But it was pre-Super Metroid, arguably one of the greatest games of all time.
Was that a...
Arguably.
Okay.
Was that...
I will cut you.
We're getting violent. Kevin's getting violent today.
I like it when he gets
violent.
Wasn't
there a cheat code you could have put in to play as her without the helmet the entire game after you've beaten it once?
Maybe.
Is that what you're thinking?
Maybe that's what it was.
I thought that after you beat it once and it was revealed that she was a female, then you could go back and play it again.
Play it without the suit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, she has a suit on because playing it naked would be weird.
Well, no, she's in her Zero suit. The
you said without her suit.
I said Zero suit.
Oh, I didn't hear the Zero part. I thought you said without a suit.
But...
But that's the Zero suit. Is just she wears this little spandex.
Zero suit.
But yes, Spider-Man.
I want Samus to play through the whole game.
Movie.
Suit. Through the whole movie. Suit on. Never taking the suit off. You hear a female voice, but it's one of those voices where you're like, I'm not quite sure who that is. Helmet comes off. Angelina Jolie, please.
No.
No. Ugh.
Fine.
No.
I mean,
Jolie.
Not to. Push the stigma of, women reach a certain age and they can't do certain things anymore. It's just, you need, if we're going to do it, I want, it needs to have, a good origin.
Jennifer Lawrence, then?
Oversaturated.
Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift.
Oh, kill me. That's why I thought Alessandra Daddario. She's young enough to make the origin make
Brie
sense.
Brie Larson
would
You're
be
welcome.
Good. Doctor?
Doctor.
A gentleman's agreement. Huzzah! Oh my god, why do you suck at this? Cut that out. Edit that out because this guy sucks. A gentleman's agreement. Huzzah! You asshole.
I'm leaving that in there. I'm totally leaving that
Brie
in
there. Brie Larson for Samus.
Brie Larson for Samus, yeah.
Well, she is on the very, very short list to play Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
And I am just all about that.
Why can't I picture her?
She was. Did you ever see Scott Pilgrim versus the World?
Yes.
She was Envy, the girl who sang Black Sheep, his ex girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh.
Adorable, great singer.
Yeah.
I love that song. By the way, it's right. In my most played on my little MP3 player.
Yeah.
I do have to be honest. When I first saw that movie, I did not like it. But then I went back and saw it a few years later, and then I was like, why did I hate this movie?
Scott I love
Pilgrim.
It.
I do too.
It's goofy and it's fun
and I guess
I did not see it in theaters. I saw it on DVD, and I think that was the difference.
It might have been, and I didn't see it in theaters either. But I saw it on DVD the first time, and I was like,
I saw it in theaters one of the opening weekends, and yeah, it was. I was blown away. Like, I didn't expect to like it because it's Michael Cera playing Michael Cera,
pretty much.
But he was good.
But oddly, Michael Cera is the perfect fit for that character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That movie is a good example of video game. I don't know.
Because it was a graphic novel.
It was a graphic novel, but it was it's so heavily
a graphic
steeped.
Novel that was basically based on 8-bit gaming.
Yeah, and I mean, if you're gonna take all of the good parts of 8-bit gaming and put them into a movie, Scott Pilgrim is a perfect example.
Yeah, Super Mario Brothers, you
good
piece of shit,
right? Jesus.
I was trying to think.
Goombas are not ugly, small-headed, dinosaur-looking lizard.
No, we're trench
coats. Trench coat fucking bullshit fuck you so much.
I was reading a thing online about how that was actually the second version of the script, heavily, heavily, heavily modified, and the original was actually quite a bit darker.
Hmm. I might have watched that one.
I know. Apparently, Bob Hoskins was only reluctantly and by under contract to still play the role. When they changed the script, he was like, "This sucks. I don't want to do it. I want to drop out." And they're like, "Well, yeah, we'll fine you basically every dollar that's ever existed."
Yeah.
So he was basically forced into it. God, I love John Leguizamo.
John Leguizamo is an amazing actor. He has become an amazing comedic actor. But let's not forget he was in Mario Brothers.
He's had an up and down career. I really love John Leguizamo as well. And if
they redo Spawn, can he still please be the Violator?
Yes,
though?
Right.
Yes, yes, he can.
Right,
but not redo The Pest. Don't redo that movie, please.
They redo Too Wong Fu.
I like to party with my peeps.
If they redo Too Wong Fu, can John Leguizamo still be in it?
Oh, Too Wong Fu! Yes. What a great movie.
I saw it in the theaters. Snipes? I think that I'm not going to lie. I think that was my first introduction to a movie where, other than like maybe Tootsie, where
Men in Drag,
and it was Patrick Swayze, Wesley Snipes, and John Leguizamo,
and
amazing.
They were brilliant in it.
Oh, so
if they ever did redo that movie, I'm wondering who they would cast as those three roles.
Right,
I feel Charlie Cox as Patrick Swayze's character from Daredevil.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah,
right.
I like that a lot.
Neil Patrick Harris.
You're
gonna recast it completely.
Recast it completely.
Yeah.
Huh. But I like John Leguizamo in the cast role that he was in.
Just those three parts?
Well, I mean, obviously the whole thing would get recast, but focusing on the important three.
On the important three parts, Wesley Snipes, John Leguizamo, and Patrick Swayze.
Yes. Yeah. And possibly, you know, if you wanted to recast Rizzo.
Maybe.
Mm. I got to think about this. I don't know.
I know. We might have to come back to this one.
No. Hang on. So Charlie Cox is Patrick Swayze's role.
Yes.
Anthony Mackie.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Michael Pena.
Remind me.
Michael Pena, he's in a lot of movies, but he changes. So he's in the new Bud Light commercials.
Oh, yes. Ant-Man. Yes. Okay, yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So
yes.
Michael Pena, Anthony Mackie, Charlie Cox. Decent?
Decent.
Not perfect. Not exactly where I want to be.
If Anthony Mackie can't do it, either T.I. or Donald Glover. Also, T.I. Hamilton stunt.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
T.I., man.
T.I. as the Marquis de Lafayette.
I did not like him that much as a hip-hop artist. His song, You Don't Know Me, is a travesty to fucking lyrical mankind.
Yeah.
But he is actually a really, really talented actor.
He is. Yes. He is. And T.I. would be able to pull off the fast rap role of David Diggs.
He
could do that.
T.I. is kind of perfect for that role.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
Although
You're welcome, America.
Also, if he can sing, oh my God, I would love him as Aaron Burr.
I probably could.
I wouldn't be surprised if he could.
If he can sing, I would watch that because he would bring such a menace to that role.
Now
he would take Aaron Burr and take it from this in sort of weird jealousy thing to just like this, like he would go full Judas on that shit. And I would love it,
Nick. you never gave an example of what video game you'd like seen made into a movie.
I was trying to think about that, but at first I was reading some stuff on TI on IMDb, and it sounds like something you wrote for The Lair. He doesn't like champagne. His favorite TV show is Friends. there's a couple of them. I forget what it is. That I'd like to see into a movie. I don't know. I was kind of thinking Star Fox, but I'm like, that would be really. I don't know if it would be.
I would be okay with an animated CGI version of Star Fox. Yeah.
Yeah.
Give it to Pixar.
They would fucking crush it.
Yeah. Give it to Pixar. They would crush the fuck out of
Disney
that.
And Nintendo already love each other.
Right?
But I want to... But I don't... I mean, I don't want it to be a kids movie, though. I want, like, a older teen, PG-13... I want a PG-13 version.
DreamWorks, then.
Or Illumination.
Ooh, yeah. Although DreamWorks. DreamWorks would crush it, too. They're pretty good with the just slightly adult humor in an animated film. How Do You Train Your Dragon was amazing.
It was.
And I'm an adult saying that, and I'm okay with it.
Duck Hunt. We should make Duck Hunt.
It's already a TV show with a bunch of fucking racists, so I don't need a movie about it.
And bigots.
That's true. There is that. No, I'm just kidding. I'm trying to think of one, and I can't think off the top of my head what game I would just love to see as a movie. Because a lot of the games that I currently play or have played, although I do have one that comes to mind, give me a second, they all have already had a story. They've already kind of been a movie. But I would like to see a remake of Final Fantasy. I'd like to see a good Final Fantasy movie. Maybe even a Final Fantasy VII. Or Final Fantasy. Actually, Final Fantasy II actually is what I'd really like. Because that was the one that I really got into.
American 2 or Japanese 2?
Either.
Well, they're completely different games.
The one that I played was the American one. So
okay, so the one with Kane.
Yes, Kane.
So Final Fantasy 4.
Four. Is it four?
Yeah, it's four. Okay. In Japan, it was four.
And then they've re-released them as an anthology, and it's officially four now.
Yeah. So the one with Kane. So I'd like to see. I'd like to see really good
Borderlands.
Oh, Borderlands! That would be super fun.
Yeah.
Get Nathan Fillion as Handsome Jack.
Yeah. Right? Oh, whoa!
Yeah. Did I just blow your fucking mind or what?
Damn.
I feel like, well, they didn't make it into a movie, but there was an anime movie that was kind of like that, kind of like a Borderlands-esque movie. It was.
I believe you're referring to Mad Max.
No, thinking of Mad Max. No, it's not a movie. It's an animated.
I'm not wrong.
You're not wrong.
It was anime. It was very campy and very stupid, and I stopped watching it after the fifth episode.
I stopped myself from taking that step overboard. But no, Borderlands would be amazing. Yes, Nathan Fillion is Handsome Jack, and they would have to do the Borderlands 2 storyline because the first one is good.
There just isn't really much story to it.
It's just not. There's not enough story to it. Borderlands 2 has a great storyline.
Moral ambiguity! Torg is my spirit animal.
Also,
he really
I
is.
Want whoever that voice actor is to
has
do
to be Torg.
Has to be Torg. Has to be Torg. And he has to dress the part.
Yeah.
So you want this live action?
Oh, yeah. It would be live action. And yes, Nathan Fillion as Captain
Handsome Jack.
Sorry. Hmm. Handsome Jack, that would be amazing. God, who'd you get as Roland? Oh, wait, Ving Rhames. Sorry. I feel silly.
Jesus.
I'm sorry.
Son of a bitch.
Brick? The Rock, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's almost pretty goddamn clear that they modeled him after The Rock. I don't know. His name might be Brick. Maya? Ooh, that's a tough cast. Not Maya, the one from the first game, the four from the
Lilith.
First game, Lilith. Thank you.
What about Diablo?
Well, you would need Lilith and Maya.
You would. Well, maybe. Yes.
You would need Lilith and Maya.
Yes, but I don't think you need Brick and Eduardo. That's not right. Who am I thinking of?
Miguel?
Salvador. Sorry.
Salvador. Yeah. The gun.
You don't need Brick and Salvador. In which case,
get rid of Salvador.
Really, I want Salvador more.
He's so short.
Yeah. But that makes him better. We cast Danny Trejo, and it'll be great.
Danny Trejo's too tall. The whole point.
Fine, we bulk out Michael Pena.
I was gonna say we.
Clifton Collins Jr.
Oh my God, yes. Clifton Collins Jr. is literally every role. But I was gonna say if we just wanted to go full on midget because he's very very short. Fuck it, just get Peter Dinklage. I don't even care.
God, I love Peter Dinklage.
As Salvador?
Yes, absolutely.
He could do it.
He could totally do it. He's got range. Keira Knightley.
Keira Knightley.
Actually, Keira Knightley is Lilith.
Oh, wow. Yeah, actually. By the way, Peter Dinklage is Cable. He's got range.
He's got range, yeah.
Oh, my God. I'd so see that. I would see that in a heartbeat. Right?
Except for the fact that Peter Dinklage is already in that version of the universe as a character.
Yeah, that's true.
He can be another version.
Yeah.
Like the one when they were doing the opening of the Tonys when he was talking about meet all the stars.
For those of you following,
Law and Order, and that one guy played seven roles in Law and Order.
That was great. That was amazing.
It's that's funny because NYPD Blue did that too. There was a main character that played about three or four different roles before she came on as one of the detectives, and she didn't change appearance all that much. She was blonde hair, straight, and that's Anyways, back to video games.
Well, you know, they do that in a lot of shows. Like,
absolutely.
Lady in Scrubs, the girl who played Lady, the janitor's wife, was in a couple of early episodes.
No, she was in one early episode. She was in...
The person who got Kelso's office because she was on some...
she was on a fellowship for 30 years, and it was also the episode where they do the song Waiting for My Real Life to Begin.
Oh, so good. Oh, so good.
You're welcome. I can't remember the name.
Gods of War.
God of War?
God of War.
They've been talking about a movie.
They have been talking about a movie.
For a while.
Who could play Kratos, though?
Michael Jai White.
Beautiful motherfucker.
Nope.
You're welcome.
Nope. Oh. The guy, I can't think of the actor's
name. Quit saying nope. Once you've made the sale, stop selling.
The decision's been made.
I was going to say the guy that played Aquaman.
Jason Momoa?
Would not be bad.
Bad.
And the thing is, Michael Jai White,
he's tall and big.
People would lose their minds over a black Greek. And while I don't think we should cater to those assholes...
We baby powder the fuck out of Michael Jai White. I'm sorry.
I mean, he is basically white.
He is basically white, and...
And I don't mean Caucasian, I mean white.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Jason Momoa?
And for those of you out there I would be whitewashing a black actor, no. Because the voice actor who voices fucking Kratos is blacker than sin.
He's super black.
Beautiful goddamn man. And Kratos himself is already dark-skinned, but when the ashes fall on him, he goes albino white.
He does.
So, yes.
So he could literally start as...
Yeah,
black,
he
Michael
could
Jai
start
White.
As Mike, black Michael Jai White, and then they could whitewash him with the baby powder. No, I... Yeah, no. Sorry. I'm getting worked up over this.
Yeah, you are.
Well, because people would call me a fucking racist over this, and I'm like, no, it's actually completely true to the video game. Go fuck yourself, asshole. Like,
I love how mad you're getting over some shit that might happen.
Right?
Out of our 10 listeners.
Right. Fuck you, Graham.
Oh, yeah, he was in Spawn. I like him.
Yeah.
He was Spawn. Yeah, he was in The Dark Knight.
Yes, he was.
Yep.
As one of the gang leaders.
Yes, he was.
Since Spawn, he was amazing.
Mortal Kombat web series.
Yep,
as Jax, right?
Oh, so good.
I believe Spawn was his first movie.
No, he was Mike Tyson in a biopic.
Yep,
Mike Tyson.
But it was his first big movie, and maybe that's too bad.
Spawn was his first big movie, but the Mike Tyson biopic was big ish for a bio.
Sure.
No, you're right. It was not his first movie.
But yes, Michael Jai White as Kratos. I think that'd be great. Yeah. And then. Cast Jason Momoa as Ares.
No.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Okay. I can live with that. I'm happy with that. Cut, print, sell it.
I don't know who you cast as Kratos' wife, but
who? Some.
Or.
What's her name? God, I'm horrible with names today. I'm horrible
with
names.
But Robin Wright as Athena.
Mm.
No? Really? Really?
I guess I could see it.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like that's almost perfect. Because you can't cast Linda Hunt. Who, by the way, voices Athena from the original game. And Gaia. Linda Hunt is the really short woman who.
What about a good Metal Gear Solid movie? No?
I would not mind that.
They would have to
tone it back a bit. That game gets too cuckoo bananas.
Yeah. That's
right?
That's my only problem with that.
Just based it off the first one. Well, the first PlayStation one, not that.
Yeah.
I was about to say the very, very first one, the 8-bit one. That was nothing like the games that they are now.
Right.
Yeah.
I couldn't get into the last Metal Gear game. I tried so hard.
Can we please have a Contra movie?
I was just thinking about that too.
Sorry.
There was a Contra movie.
No, but I feel like Uwe Boll tried to.
Real quickly about the Contra thing, there was a video I saw recently where they took the noises from Contra and they put it in the scene from the Predator movie where Jesse Ventura gets killed and then his buddy comes in and picks up the minigun and they all just destroy a half an acre of forest when they all come out shooting their guns.
Right.
But it's with the noises from Contra.
You know, it's too bad they didn't make a Contra movie earlier because having the two actors who the two characters are based off of playing those characters would have been amazing. They're based off of Arnold Schwarzenegger in Commando and Sylvester Stallone and Rambo.
Oh, nice.
Hmm.
Somebody, like, there have been, like, pictures of them superimposed as the characters for basically ever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense.
Oh. That makes a lot of sense now.
Yeah. Also, at some point in the movie, there needs to be a reference to the Konami code. I don't know how they
do it. Up, down, down, left, right, BA, select, start?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe they have to reset something Jurassic Park style.
Or they have to get like those little catacombs. Oh, I brought up a map. Which way do I go? Up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right.
I'm not going to lie. Every time
I just be basically back where I started?
Maybe. I'm not going to lie. Every time I play a new video game, I always put in that code just to see if it does anything.
Look at that. There's a little thing in Metal Gear where he's like, haha, you remember that, nerd.
Yeah. But who would you get to play Solid Snake?
If it was, I don't know, but as big boss, it would have to be David Hayter.
I was thinking
because David Hayter is the voice of of Solid Snake, but David Hayter was also in a really shitty sequel of a really shitty live action version of my favorite anime. I'm not a big anime guy, but I love Guyver. Guyver is my joint. I love the fact that the new Mighty Morphin Power Rangers suits are basically fucking Guyver. It gives me tingles in my jingles. But they made a really shitty live action movie with Mark Hamill, not as the lead, but as basically this detective. But they did a sequel, which was actually a little bit superior because they had a little bit surprisingly more budget. But oh, and also the original had JT Walker as one of the Zoonoids.
Why do I feel like this?
It was like they were basically the fucking giant Muppets. It was the worst. But anyway, the sequel was slightly better, but starred David Hayter as Guyver slash Sean Barker, which in the anime was Sho Fukumachi. Whitewashing.
I feel that I've seen this. I really do.
But no, and he was actually pretty good in it. So the guy can.
You know who'd want to play Solid Snake? And the older Solid Snake would be Stephen Lang. Stephen Lang? The guy from Avatar, the old guy.
Right.
No. David Hayter.
I said Solid Snake, not the boss man. Are you saying you want...
But Big Boss is old Solid Snake. He's who Solid Snake was cloned from.
Oh, right. I keep forgetting. It's been a while.
These games are convoluted as fuck, man.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting.
So that's why in the later games, as Solid Snake ages, he looks like Big Boss. Metal Gear Solid 3 was about Big Boss as his younger self in Vietnam War, which is why he looked exactly like Solid Snake, but with a beard. And that's how he got the eye patch.
Yeah.
I like those games a lot. I was really good at them.
I got very upset at the second or third one where I couldn't seem to beat it, and then I got frustrated and I stopped playing them.
So not a Metal Gear Solid movie.
No, I like... Gotcha. No, they should make one.
It doesn't sound like they're going to be able to cobble together a decent plot.
I really don't think they could. They're just... like I said, if they did the first PlayStation game, there is enough of a real, not too crazy plot. You know, just stick to the Fox team and
sure.
could Joss Whedon write it?
Maybe.
You know what? It might actually be good then.
Yeah, he might be able to pull that off.
He knows how to walk the line between realistic and cuckoo bananas.
Right?
Like he knows right where that line is.
How about Pong the movie?
Pong the movie.
I don't know.
They made that. It was called Wimbledon. Was Paul Bettany in that movie?
Yes, he was.
Boom.
Paul Bettany.
I have no life.
Paul Bettany in his slightly less successful career before Marvel.
Got the three paws on.
He did some. Right? He did Knight's Tale.
He had
Knight's Tale.
And then he had a slew of just shitty romantic comedies, usually starring Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah, and he did.
I like Kirsten Dunst.
I do too.
She was my first like Hollywood, like real Hollywood crush.
Yep. Jumanji.
No.
When she was a kid? No.
Sure. I'm the same age as she is. So when she was in Jumanji, I was the same age.
It doesn't matter.
Whatever.
Bring it on.
Small Soldiers. Are you also into her in Small Soldiers?
Probably. Yeah. It's the same age. Spider-Man. That was Arcus, Peter.
Oh, that was Spider-Man 3?
I know. Yeah.
We don't reference Spider-Man 3.
No.
I'm talking about the upside down kiss where she's nipple town. I know. That's the important part.
I'm well aware what kiss you're talking about. I was looking at a list of games.
Jeez, what about a Zelda?
Nippletown.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You, it's an Archer reference. Nippletown! Okay. Oh my god, it was so cold.
What about a Zelda game?
A Zelda movie?
Movie.
They
sorry.
Would have
sorry.
To really... Like, that has such a
what,
hysterically
which story?
Loyal yeah. fan base.
Peter and Jackson.
Including myself.
I know I'm going to get shit for this, but what happened if Peter Jackson directed it?
No.
He's lost it. He's lost the magic.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I just thought because he's very, very good at sticking to the stories and making sure that the fans get what they're looking for. In that essence of Peter Jackson.
And more importantly, which story do you do?
You'd have to do a probably a three-part
movie. Ocarina of Time.
I mean, yeah.
Could you start there and people would understand it that haven't played the game? Do you think? Or would you have to do a backstory?
No, I think you'd have to do the first game, actually. Which sucks. But you'd have to do the first game.
With elements of Ocarina, I feel.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you get Epona in there.
I feel they could do Ocarina of Time if the him as a kid is like the first act, and then once he gets the Sword of Time, he doesn't go back until like the very end.
Right.
There's no back and forth. I think if they keep get a kid at the very beginning,
or
adult, and then kid at the end, it's perfect.
Or if you have
Ocarina of Time, they've said is chronologically the first game.
Yes, and that makes sense.
Is it? So I think yep. Oh, so yeah. I think that's where you start, and Majora's Mask is the second, and then it goes into I think the first Legend of Zelda game.
After beating,
I fucking love that game. It's my favorite one.
After beating,
really?
It is my favorite.
See, it's such a controversial game. I think.
Oh, I love
I
everything
think,
about
I think
that game.
Everyone has an opinion on it. It's either or
I love it.
I don't understand.
And
that.
I am in the crowd of I love it.
I know you are.
Oh, it's perfect.
I know you are, and I'm in the crowd of. Eh.
After beating the second one, I stopped playing Zelda games.
That's because you are a douche.
Thanks, Kevin.
We can agree on that.
I am a very loyal Legend of Zelda fan.
Right.
They were my youth.
Yeah. They have to cast it right. They have to. Yeah. There's so
Channing
many
Tatum.
Get out. No. Wait. Actually, I'm okay with that. Channing Tatum as Nobby.
Yes.
Jonah Hill.
No, listen, dog.
Jonah Hill is Link.
I hate you so much.
No. The fuck out. I don't
you
care if it's your
out.
Apartment. Get the fuck out.
I don't care if it's your apartment. Get the fuck out. But he would be so hard to cast.
Yeah. I mean, Ruby Rose.
As Link?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
He's kind of androgynous-y looking anyways.
I don't care.
No, you have to do a dude, sorry. I'm with Kevin on this one. No.
No, you don't.
Yes.
I don't think you do.
For Link?
Yeah.
You do.
No.
Yes.
I don't think so. Not a chance. No, I think you could totally cast as a
although,
Link.
On a side note, I so love it when people, either on the interwebs or other just stupid people, confuse, like, they think Link is Zelda.
That
I
is a strong reason to cast a male...
That's a horrible what? Reason.
That's the worst reason ever.
Because then you're giving them. Because then
you're
allowing what they do to
you're,
be good.
You're giving them permission to not be okay.
That is not okay.
What I said.
I would
I
like
said,
Ruby Rose's Zelda though, because she could pull off a damn fine chic.
Mm-hmm.
What I said was that's a good reason as to why you would cast Link as male. I said male, not female.
I don't think you were gonna.
Male.
I think we interrupted
yeah.
you,
yeah,
and now
you
you're,
did.
And now you're you coming,
did.
And now you're
no.
coming up with
go
some bullshit. And now you're coming up with some bullshit because we interrupted you, and you're like, I can turn this into a joke.
Rob left.
Ruby Rose's Zelda, though.
I could do Ruby Rose's Zelda.
Yeah, because then she could do that chic thing.
And Rob's return. Anybody else's Zelda?
I just want Alessandro Daddario as like every role. Ever.
She should just play smart. every role
Stole
like literally it. Like we have to film one movie with one actress, it's her, and she's gonna play every role.
Who was the kid in Maze Runner?
I never saw that movie.
He wouldn't be a bad Link.
No, probably not. Although what a bad reference, and I'm sorry, but the kid from Ender's Game. Also
was
not
that
a bit.
Spider-Man?
No, Asa Butterfield.
Yeah.
The kid who played Ender, Asa Butterfield.
You said Maze Runner, right? You're thinking of Dylan O'Brien? Is that who
Dylan O'Brien?
Played Thomas in Maze Runner? Is that who you're thinking of, Kevin? Or
but Asa Butterfield from Ender's Game, who played Ender.
Ooh, Thomas.
Asa Butterfield was who was supposed to be
Spider-Man
before
they cast Tom
Holland. Before they correctly recasted him.
What about that Thomas Brody Sanger?
Although Tom Holland, not a bad choice either.
No, not a bad choice.
Yeah. Let's just make sure to cast Tom Holland in any role that Asa Butterfield goes up for. That's the end.
Sorry, saying Asa Butterfield as Young Link, Tom Holland.
No, in the first round of casting, it's Asa Butterfield. In the second round of casting, it's Tom Holland.
Because it's funny, because Tom Holland is actually, since they kind of bulked him up a bit for Spider-Man, looks significantly older. Whereas I'm pretty sure Asa Butterfield got younger.
That kid, I'm going to mispronounce his name, but the kid that was in...
The kid from Jurassic World.
No.
As Young Link.
Nope. His name is Thomas Brody Sangster.
He was in Doctor Who.
Game of Thrones.
And he was in Game of Thrones.
He played the kid.
He played one of the twins.
Yeah, the guy that comes sees the Stark kid and sends him to the Three-Eyed Raven. I'm having trouble with names today. Like every day. So he was the one that Bran saw the vision of, and then he came and visited him and kind of started him on that path of being a wog.
Oh, yeah.
He could be Link.
Yeah.
That could work.
He kind of he's kind of.
And then the
not a young Link, because he's a little too scrawny, I think, to be Link, but he could maybe buff him up a little bit.
Well, how. Because in Ocarina of Time.
He's like 17.
I was going to say, it's like 11 to 18, I think, is roughly the.
Yeah.
So you just have to find some fucking douchey kid for Young Link and then...
Find this other kid.
The kid from Jerry Maguire.
No.
He bulked up, though.
Yeah, he did.
Although, I was joking about him for Young Link, but actually, old Link, that would be great.
He just has such a goofy face.
Yeah, he does.
You have to be kind of pretty.
Yeah. Kinda. A little... Like, really? You gotta be real pretty to be... Like, that's why I'm saying you could cast Link androgynously. I think you could.
Orlando Bloom years ago would have been perfect.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or Tom Hiddleston a few years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. It would have been.
There are a couple actors, like both of them now, that are... I can picture them, but I cannot for the life of me think of their names. Colton Haynes.
Colton. Reference?
Colton Haynes? Oh, sure. Arsenal. From Arrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Plays Roy Harper.
He's maybe a little too bulky, because he's a pretty he's a pretty thick dude.
Yeah, but he pretty. he pretty. That'd be a very good... That'd be good.
I'm on Ganon now.
Jeremy Irons, always.
You wouldn't want to make him darker?
Oh, sure.
Because he...
I guess.
If we're still talking about Zed, I'm out, because like I said, I've only seen snidbits
like
of...
And we're adding that to the drinking game. Okay.
So it's delightful and snidbits?
Delightful and snidbits.
And there's another word we're not going to tell you, Rob, because that's our little secret.
Yep.
Fuckers.
And I feel bad because we've said his name so many times now, but Jason Momoa would be so good for fucking Ganon.
Yeah, no, he'd be good. Yeah.
Hmm.
Sure.
Hmm.
That's it, isn't
or,
it?
Or, from no. Iron Man. The first one.
The one who originally plays Brody? Sorry, not Brody. What the fuck?
No.
You know who I mean, though.
The terrorist leader.
Sam Rockwell? No,
that's Iron Man 2.
Oh, we're talking about the Ten Rings
terrorist leader.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm sorry.
First one.
He was the captain in the very first reboot Star Trek movie.
Yes.
He's kind of built. He's got an amazing voice.
Wasn't he also the guy in 300?
No.
No, I mean not Gerard Butler's character, but the bad guy.
Yeah, no, it wasn't him.
You know who
he wasn't Xerxes. Xerxes was played by some douchey white guy.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I thought he was played by some douchey French guy.
Whatever.
French is white.
Yeah.
Oh. I instantly went,
what the hell just happened? Did I have a stroke?
No. Maybe a little one.
French is white. Oh.
For some... If you said douchey white guy, I instantly thought American. So I'm like, I thought he's played by a douchey French guy. So that's right.
Gerard Depardieu.
Sorry.
But no, it was not speaking of Terrence Howard. I was thinking of Ferran Tahir.
Thank you.
As Raza.
Yes. There you go. Also, he is an excellent actor pretty much anywhere.
He's big. He's got he's pretty shredded, and he's got just an amazing voice. So he would actually be great for Ganon.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Ooh.
Sorry, I was singing Sam Rockwell. I was watching Galaxy Quest.
God, I forgot
yesterday.
So for those who haven't heard, they're doing a new Prison Break series.
What?
By the way, can they make a Galaxy Quest 2?
And yes, both Rory and
Captain
Cold are in it.
Really?
Yep. They are reprising their roles.
Huh.
Can they make a Galaxy Quest 2?
No.
Why not?
Alan Rickman is dead.
Without Alan Rickman, it just I can't accept it.
Yeah, it'd be really tough.
It would be really tough. True.
Although, I mean, maybe there's a possibility to make a decent storyline of they're about to shoot the next movie and Tim Allen's character gets a call going he passed.
Yeah, but then it just start out sad.
I think you could definitely do a decent film about loss and about losing a friend like that and still make it funny and good. And because that whole movie is about, you know, loss of self, why not loss of a friend?
So maybe recasting that role then becomes the part of the movie? Like
maybe
they're trying to find the replacement.
Maybe.
And the hilarity that
it has been surprisingly long since that movie.
It has been very
and
long.
Everyone who was in that movie is now
old. Yeah.
Kind of. I'm also pretty sure young Laredo died, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Or he's paraplegic.
He's
now.
Paraplegic.
Oh.
Daryl Mitchell is in a wheelchair, yeah.
Oh. And then
he's in some car.
The only one who hasn't really changed at all is that Tony Shalhoub that plays the...
Tony Shalhoub looks exactly the same.
Of course he does. Because Tony Shalhoub's face...
Him. And Justin Hammer is not...
Justin... Oh, Sam Rockwell.
Yeah.
Right. Sam Rockwell.
Hasn't changed
no.
Much.
That's true.
And then you could bring...
but Tim Allen and Sigourney Weaver...
You could bring back Justin Long's character. Maybe he could play... He was cast in the role or something. No. Okay.
I don't like it, but I don't hate it either.
He was the part of the movie I didn't like.
I didn't mind it. I'm sorry. I have like a secret kind of a love of Justin Long because and I don't know why. Like I loved him in Accepted. I loved him in Zach and Miri Make a Porno. He's in just about every single Kevin Smith movie now.
He was fucking hilarious in Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
He's kind of like the go-to character.
I forgot. He's kind of the go-to guy
for Kevin Smith now. And I don't know. I kind of enjoy his movies and his parts. And Wow, that sounded weird.
I enjoyed his parts in Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
Anyways. So we done with video games and
I think so.
Have we video gamed it out?
You gotta leave for work.
I do have to leave for work. I'm actually late for work, but that's okay.
Okay.
I already told him I was running behind. It's okay. I'm gonna sit backstage and watch. I'm gonna watch Netflix and I'm gonna make these little bottle things.
Nice.
Yeah, I made a whole bunch of them yesterday, as you can tell.
Sounds like a hard day at work.
Yeah, it is. I'm getting paid to do it too. It's awesome.
You jerk.
All right, so that's Best Threesome Ever, episode 15. Our next podcast, we made a mistake. Last time we thought that our next podcast would be from Convergence. The next one will be. Yes. Apparently, I don't know how to read a calendar.
Nope.
And so it's going to be a big conglomeration of podcasts. Can one of you who's more awake than I am tell me the name of it again?
Yes. We will have the name of the whole conglomeration?
Yes,
oh, my God.
Please.
All right. So the best digital threesome late party ever. What was it? You did it.
Kevin does
it.
Kevin's a smart one.
Late to the best digital threesome party ever.
And Vellum.
And Vellum.
Wear a condom.
You're going to need some protection because it's going to be
It's going to be huge. Weird. It's going to be a huge show.
We probably will be drunk.
We'll
If I recall, it's going to be simulcast, so we're both going to be broadcasting and doing YouTube-y things.
It'll be unedited, so you will see all of our
all three shows will be doing the same show, so we might put out a part one on our channel and then part two on Late to the Party or something. But
Were we thinking early in the day
when
we're sober? Or
no,
the evening.
We're going to start drinking.
When we're drinking.
We're drinking.
We started this podcast out by drinking, and we've kind of got away from that. And I think we should go back to it.
We have gone away from the drinking.
Yeah. We have.
What happened to the drinking?
Yeah, well, it's 11 o'clock in the morning.
So?
That's right. We used to kind of do it a little later in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
We
first started doing it. We first started doing it on weekdays.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, at 7 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah. Cool. We can get back to the drinking. Definitely get back to the drinking. But it's also this heart start kicking off Geek by Numbers.
Yeah.
Which
that's
is
coming up.
All of our projects, but mainly Rob's kind of
brainchild. And I really wanted everyone to come in on it because I love working with all of these people. Because
we like group projects.
Yes.
And group sex. Maybe not that second part. More the former than the latter. Anyways, so that's what will be our next podcast. We'll be handing out, if you're at Convergence, you happen to be going to Convergence and you listen to our podcast, we will be handing out ribbons, so come find us.
Yeah!
We will hand out our best threesome ever ribbons.
And our Geek by Number
ribbons. And Geek by Numbers. And are you doing a Late to the Party ribbon?
We might not. I don't know yet.
Running kind of low on time.
Should
have got off about time.
My car did this whole thing where the bottom fell out.
Flintstones. Meet the Flintstones.
I mean, money's a little tight right now.
All right. But so that's what we'll be. And we will see you there. If you, like I said, if you're at Convergence, come see us.
Come say hi.
Otherwise,
wave at us.
Yeah. Otherwise, check out Mind's Eye Comics in Eagan, Minnesota.
Or Burnsville.
Burnsville adjacent.
Yeah, we're gonna make them get a second location just so I can be right.
Rob's gonna run that store.
Okay, fine. It's an Eagan.
Actually, I've always said if I ever won the lottery, it's what I'd want to do:
open a comic book store
or just kind of a nerdery.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
I like it.
I like it too. I'm Nick.
I'm Rob.
I'm Kevin.
And this is Best Threesome Ever.
A gentleman's agreement! Huzzah!
Views held here by the nerds of Best Threesome Ever do not necessarily reflect the views of men everywhere.